Now, Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. We've got a great show lined up. We're going to talk to Emily Richards, who's one of our favorite guests, and Gina Savard from Everything Wine. Michaela Starling from Staging and Interiors is going to talk about how to stage your house ready to sell. And Jenny Moore, of course.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, is now from what design studio?
The Gallery Hair Salon on Yates Street.
That's a new move for you.
That's a completely different move.
And Jenny's going to be here for the hour and tell us some great tips on hair for wedding and some fashion ideas.
Yes.
And just join in the fun, right, Jenny?
That's right.
That's right. How are you, everybody? How are you, Emily and Gina?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All good.
Very good. How's the weather back in Toronto, Emily?
Sunny and warm, and I love it.
Isn't it nice? It's been really crummy here, so it's been a nice change. And how's the weather out in Langford, Gina?
Well, we're hoping for sunny and nice. So far, it's a little overcast.
Well, when you've got a room full of wine, it's always sunny, right, Gina?
Yeah, who needs to look outside?
It's highly overrated.
Is your glass half full or half empty?
You got it, Jenny. Now, Emily, you've been up to lots. You've had your book published. How's it going?
It's going not too bad. Getting some requests to, you know, go here and there with it, which is fabulous. And getting to do some television spots and, you know, just stuff I love to do. It, you know, anything that I can do when I go out and cook, it makes me happy. It's all good.
Now tell people your book and where they can get it if they want to, because it's a really good book. It's great, well laid out, great recipes.
Oh, thank you. You can get it via my website, emilyrichardscooks.ca, or you can go to blurb.com and look at it there too.
And your background too, you have nutrition as your background. Now I see you're teaching lots of courses, and one of them is about salads, because that's always gets boring after a while. How do you balance, because you make great food, how do you balance being a nutritionist as well with all that?
It's funny. I've been talking a lot about that lately, and I think it's really when I'm out teaching where people kind of try to tap into the information that I don't remember that I have.
Yeah.
you know, questions come up, and I start answering them, and I just wonder where all this information is coming from. But it really is that nutrition background and trying to help people balance their, busy lifestyles and just, you know, everything going on. But more and more often, people just, they really want to eat good food. And, you know, there's lots of great food out there. You just have to really cook it. And you know, that's kind of the start to the good path.
And, you know, when you're in the line you're in, how do you stay slim while eating good foods? And are you what is your take on nutrition?
I think definitely. I mean, you know, you hear it over and over again, is exercise has to be kind of right up there.
Oh,
there's no, I know. I can't. I always try to leave it out, but I can't. I'm a big believer of everything in moderation. I don't want you to not eat something and, you know, run away from it. I'd rather you taste a little bit and enjoy it and, you know, live that way so that you can take a little bit of every good thing into your life.
And Gina, with the wines that you sell, you know, there's something for everybody too, being that balance of all things in life. What's on right now? I know you got some sales coming up. What's a really popular one this month with sort of spring around the corner?
Well, you know, it's interesting because people are rediscovering rosés. They often think of white Zinfandels and the tutti-frutti sweet stuff, but the rosés, you know, especially with warm weather coming, are absolutely wonderful with pork dishes, with cheeses and charcuterie. So that's been something that's been rediscovered. Nice, dry, crisp rosés.
I'm not sure about you, Jane. I think a rosé, I think headache.
Exactly.
I haven't had a rosé for a long time.
But it looks so pretty.
It does. That was like fruit punch, and then you drink a bottle of it, and you wonder why you have a headache the next day.
Oh, that's the problem.
Oh, it's the amount.
It's a moderation thing.
Moderation. Dang.
Okay, so Gina, how do you gauge, if people are completely new to the wine game, how do you gauge if it's sweet, if it's dry? What do you look for? Because people feel silly now if they go in and they don't know what they're looking for.
You know, first thing we ask them is, are you enjoying this on its own, or are you going to have it with food? And a lot of times, if they're wanting to just kind of sit on the patio and sip, they might be looking for something that's more, at least in whites, they're looking for something that might be more off-dry. They're not looking for something that is, you know, incredibly crisp and acidic like a Sauvignon Blanc. That's something that they might put more with food. So it's asking lots of questions, and it's getting them to cozy up to the tasting bar and taste. And then we can kind of gauge their taste from there.
And now, Emily, I see you have a new recipe, too. You were saying chicken and chicken with asparagus sauce, yeah. And you took it at your cooking class. So what's that recipe? Because maybe tonight people can go out and make that one, or maybe for Sunday dinner.
Oh, it's a great, and you know what, bringing up Sauvignon Blanc, it's actually, I think, a great match for food, so it would totally fit beautifully with that. It's just very simple roast chicken. You can buy pieces or a whole chicken, and I just make a little bit of an herb butter, so whatever fresh herbs you can get your hands on, even as simple as, you know, parsley and basil, but rosemary and thyme are always a big favorite, and I just take a little bit of that butter and rub it under the skin and roast it, like, as simple as it can get, and then the asparagus sauce is just a little bit of onion and garlic with fresh asparagus, and it's just simmered with a little bit of chicken stock and cream. So the flavors are all very simple, but when you put them all together, they just sing out spring, and I love it.
Doesn't that sound good, Jenny? Like, just have something extra?
I'm just licking my lips.
Yeah,
right,
like
now.
You know, it's great having a thing of just a little thing of asparagus there. But by having that sauce and everything, it makes it sound like
asparagus is really good for you.
Is it?
Very good. Yes. Very
and
healthy.
You know what happens when you go to the washroom?
Oh yes.
Don't call your doctor. Okay, and how about salads, Emily? Because you've got this new class, and I was interested to know what your new spins on salads are, because I know Hud takes one every day to work, and, you know, you kind of need to zhuzh it up once in a while.
Well, I totally agree, and I think a lot of people, I mean, just even over the last month, I've had a lot of requests for salads, and I think it's because they're finding more and more street food out there, so, and salads is one of the big ones that are being represented, and whether it's a noodle-type salad with, you know, a protein in it, whether it's steak or chicken or a green salad, but they're using heartier greens, so, you know, those... almost like more of a bitter green. So the radicchios, the frisées that are heartier, they'll last a little bit longer. Romaine's a great example of that because it won't wilt as quickly as something like the spring mixes, the mesclun mixes that have all the baby greens in them. So I love those. They make a really quick salad. But if you want something that kind of will fill you up a little bit more, you can enjoy some of those salads. But then don't forget about the other greens, the cooked greens like collards and kale and all of those ones, because they actually, if you blanch them a little bit and toss them with some garlic and a little bit of shallots and red pepper, they're a great base for another salad. It could be warm or cold.
And, Jenny, isn't it true? Isn't it the salad dressing that makes a salad?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a bucket of it?
Yeah. Well, that is the calories right there.
Yeah. So what's your you know, easy dressing that's good on one of these salads?
Oh, it's got to be extra virgin olive oil. My favorite is extra virgin olive oil with a little bit of red wine vinegar, a touch of dried oregano, and a pinch of just a little bit of hot chilies and salt and pepper.
Is that like something you get used to, is having something lighter than a thick, you know, kind of bottled dressing?
It is. I mean, it depends on how much oil you put in there. But if you use a really good vinegar, you don't need as much oil, which is always nice because the fat's present in the oil. But it's a good oil. If you're using, you know, extra virgin olive oil, canola oil, they're all great for you. They have monounsaturated fat. So, you know, they're healthy oils. But you also don't want to go over the top with them. So
Balance. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Titanic dinner and about tiny bubbles coming up at Everything Wine. Back in a minute.
Can't always count on the weather, but you can count on CFAX 1070 to get it right the first time, every time. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Are you prepared for the fact that government may claim a large portion of your estate? This is Robin Muir of Hatch & Muir. Assets like your cottage, stocks, mutual funds, and other investments left your heirs may be subject to large capital gains taxes. These taxes have to be paid before your heirs receive anything. We've helped many clients implement cost-effective ways to ensure their beneficiaries receive full value. Protect your estate. Call 953-6816 or visit hatchmuir.com. Hatch & Muir, we can help you.
Your local Subaru dealers present...
Completely Biased Car Advice.
When buying a car this spring, don't be fooled by dealerships with big, fancy events. Sure, giant inflatable gorillas are hilarious, but do their cars have excellent fuel efficiency and top safety ratings? Well, the new Subaru Legacy does, starting from only $26,015. At Subaru's We Don't Need a Big Event, great cars are the main event. Those and really, really good-looking dealers.
Visit Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway. The coffee is always on. Now you can enjoy the look and feel of marble and granite at almost half the price with Revolutionary True Stone from Island Marble. If your 20-year-old bathroom makes you cringe, visit islandmarble.bc.ca. Their expert installers can transform any space into your own personal oasis. Impervious to mold, mildew, bacteria, and water, ask for True Stone at Island Marble, 6829 Van Ness Road off Keating Crossroad, and at islandmarble.bc.ca.
You are smart. Smart dresser, smart at work, smart at home, smart at parenting, smart at adding and subtracting, but you ain't smarter than me at grammar. Oh wait, yes you are. You're smart. Smarter than smart. Smart in conversation. Smart in bed. Smart with money. Which is why you shop at Visions. Which brings me to my point, which I will get to smartly. Smart TVs at Visions Electronics cost less. But I guess I really didn't need to tell you that, did I, smarty pants?
Visions Electronics. Get what you want.
We are back on the phone. We have Emily Richards from Toronto, and we have Gina Spard from Everything Wine. We have Jenny Moore, who is now from Gallery Hair Salon, and just joining us is Michaela Starling, who is from Starling Staging and Styling. How are you, Michaela?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Patty?
Excellent. And we're just having a great time. We're talking about food. And Emily, we were going to talk about this on your blog. You were talking about this Titanic dinner you had, which looked really good. Your table setting was lovely. Now, how did you research this and come up with all these dishes you served?
Oh, it was so much fun, and I don't even have like all the recipes up yet because it's just it was a little bit of work.
I bet.
It was based on the last dinner on the Titanic book, which was menus and recipes that Rick Archbold and Dana McCauley, who's a very dear friend, put together in, I think it was 97 or 98. I can't even remember when it was done. But and it basically went through all the menus of the first, second, and third class passengers on the Titanic, and there's pictures in there, and they were very detailed. They did a lot of research on what people ate, and if there wasn't an exact recipe that they could pull, they based it on kind of the food of the times. And it's unbelievable because they would sit, first class passengers would have these 11 course meals, which were, you think about it now, I can't even wrap my head around it. So I toned it down. I only did 7.
Wow. I think when they ate that, they got that sinking feeling too. It had to be said.
Of course it did.
So you served your guests the first class meal, I assume.
Yes, I did. I think I switched out one of the main courses for their a la carte menu because I thought it was fitting. It was a spring pea soup, so I thought that was really nice for the time of year in April. So that was the only switch out I did, but everything else was from the first course, the first class passenger menu.
And food was a lot heavier in those days too, right? It was different.
It was, but and the thing that sometimes we forget is they didn't eat as much.
so they could have 7 courses.
Exactly. Portion control.
When you're having all those courses, you're not going to sit down and have, I always think of pasta as the great example. You're not going to sit down and have this big bowl of pasta. You're just going to have a little bit and move on. And then there was also options. I mean, if you didn't want roast beef, you were offered lamb or, those types of things. So you could have, I'm sure there were people that took a little bit of everything. I know my dad does that all the time. But, you were offered the option to take something. So that's what I think made it extra special, too. Like, they went above and beyond. Because most people wouldn't do that for their guests.
No, are you kidding me? And you ladies are British, so is this the way you live?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. 7 courses every night.
Do they count cheesies as a course?
And glass of wine?
If you put mint sauce on it.
There you go. Okay, and also, we got Mother's Day coming up, so that's a big event. And, of course, Emily, you'll be cooking for yourself again.
Of course. How'd you guess?
What are you making yourself this year?
I think I'm going to do the kind of breakfast brunch, because that really is my favorite. And I know it's so easy to go out and have brunch, but I'm thinking of doing a little creme brulee French toast. So just taking a spin on a creme brulee and turning it into a French
over.
Toast.
we're orphans now.
We're looking to be adopted.
Yeah, Jenny and I are orphans now, Emily, so we're looking to be adopted. So,
I have plenty of room. There's room in the basement. No worries.
Excellent. Remember I was warning you, though, Emily, about having people over that early. You're not going to get rid of them. You're actually better to go to the restaurant.
No, here's the thing. I'm going to do it the night before. Don't be silly. Oh. It's make ahead. And then I'll just pop it in the oven in the morning, and it's all good.
And it's like the birthday party. Have their shoes at the door. Bye-bye.
Yes. Time for you to leave.
Time for you to leave. And you've got an event coming up at Everything Wine, Gina, Tiny Bubbles. So tell us about that one. Mm.
Well, you know, it's something that's backed by popular demand. We usually do this in the fall, but we thought, you know what, moms need a treat, and everybody always comes in and they say, oh, we don't know what to get for our moms. So we put together an event that actually takes place on May 18th, but you can give the tickets to your mom for Mother's Day, and it's an exploration of sparkling wine. All champagnes are sparkling, but not all sparkling champagne. So we'll explore some bubbles from California and Australia, and then we'll move into the champagnes. And the cool thing is, with your ticket, people say, well, how do you wrap a ticket? Well, we're going to attach it to a lovely box of Rogers chocolates for you. The mom can chow down on the chocolates and then wait for the bubbles to follow.
Nice, nice. And champagne is, it just feels special, doesn't it? You don't have to have lots of it, but it's kind of a special thing to have champagne.
You know, and the other thing that we discover is when you're tasting them side by side and you taste, you feel the difference of the size of the bubble in your mouth, it's really a quite cool discovery. And the, you know, the yeastiness or the brioche characteristic you get from a lot of the champagnes compared to the crisp apple that you might get from the California Mum's Napa. So it's nice to try them side by side. And we'll even have some cheeses from Champagne, France as well to enjoy with the bubble.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Now, do you have any other gift ideas for Mother's Day in the Everything Wine?
Well, of course, we're going to have some beautiful baskets ready for all those people that want to look like they spent weeks figuring it out and came in about 10 minutes before the dinner. So we'll have our beautiful gift baskets ready to go that are going to have some nice champagne glasses in them and some beautiful gourmet foods and some wines. And those are going to be $69. So those will be your grab and go. And, of course, we have our huge selection of Riedel glassware that's also a wonderful Mother's Day gift.
And, Emily, with your kids, do they make you cards and do all that stuff?
Yes, they do, and I love that stuff. And they also have this little pottery place that comes into the school. So I usually get, oddly enough, things for the kitchen, you know, a little spoon rest or a little plate or something like that. So that's always nice to add to my collection, and I use them. So it's nice when they do stuff like that.
I love it. And, you know, Rachel, my daughter is in Europe right now. She's in Europe.
Nice.
Yeah, she's in Italy today, lucky thing.
My
yeah.
son's in Thailand.
Oh, well, maybe they'll hook up. No, you won't say that word anymore, do you? No, that's a different connotation. But usually, you know, the daughter, she's the one who's really good at getting all that stuff together. So the boys all have to remind them the guilt
yes.
thing.
Yes.
And this is our first Mother's Day without a mom. So
I know.
Whether you have one or not, you still honor your
your
mother. And credit yourself, too, with raising your kids and doing a good job because you're especially not quite there yet, Emily, but it's you know, it's a long journey.
Especially when they grow up and they're good.
Yeah.
You know, that's
but, you know,
awesome.
Like, yeah, it's like, really?
How did I do
thank
that?
You. Thank you. Crossing those fingers.
And the other important people, the other important women in your life.
That's absolutely right.
Yes.
That's absolutely right, whether you're a mom or not. And for a dinner time, though, what would be a good thing, like, for moms for dinner? If you're not doing the brunch idea, Emily.
Oh, to make? Mm-hmm. Well, for the moms to make? Or, you
well,
know,
to have, if you're if, making for your family, for your mom to come over, say.
Okay. Because, I mean, a couple years ago, my husband and a friend, the husbands got together and did a dinner for the moms and the kids, and it was great. And they kind of just did a spin on some of their favorites and made them more female, as they put them. they took a steak, and instead of serving, you know, steak, grilled steak, they sliced it up, and they made a nice tomato and fruit salsa with it. So, you know, they added some elements that, you know, sometimes when men sit down and they want a steak, they'll just have the steak. So they took the time to kind of think about little things, which was really nice. So, you know, steak is great. I love steak. And, you know, if you put a little spin on it with a fresh fruit or tomato salsa, and then, you know, grilled potatoes are always a favorite of mine, whether they're wedges or sliced. And then I love vegetables, and my mom does as well. So I tend to, you know, do a big green salad, but then also have some roasted veggies or grilled veggies to serve along with it. And it's so colorful. And this time of year, you really want to add a lot of color to your plate. Nutritionally, it's great, but it's also the flavors. And, you know, we eat with our eyes first, so it's really important.
That sounds really good, too. Lots of variety.
Yeah,
like having
variety.
Lots of variety in the plate. And isn't that true, you guys? Like when you slice a steak, it's so different, like, to girl it up, to make it so it's not just a big hunk of meat sitting on
yeah,
the table.
Yeah, I like skinny meat. And I grew up with that. You could see through it.
Those are called rations.
Until it was covered in gravy by your mother.
Yeah. And what do you like for Mother's Day? What kind of – would you like going for brunch or –
I just – well, I get the Sunday dinner with Mum, and I have to say she still cooks it.
Nice.
But, well, you know, I'm the oldest of my generation, so I still classify myself as a child. So that's great. But, no, we just spend quality time with Mum. You know, it's lovely. And I have an incredible Mum.
Aww.
And she's lovely. She's beautiful.
That's
so hello, Mum.
Oh, that's
she's
so
listening.
Neat.
Well, hello,
she
Mom.
Is. Shirley.
What's your mum's name?
Shirley.
Shirley. Hi, Shirley. You know, a Sunday dinner, that's so English. My family always grew up with the Sunday meal. And we do it with our kids. And I think it's such a nice thing to do to have that tradition. Whether you get busy during the week, you always have that as kind of family time where you have that meal and
sit down together and communicate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no texting.
Yeah. And yes. Do you eat a lot of meals together, Emily, as a family?
Yes, all the time. I love doing that. And, you know, it's something that I did as a child and I want to continue to do. And, you know, I have my mom and dad come over and we all eat together. And it's important. It's a good family structure. And we find out, you know, who likes who at school and who's being silly and all those other fun little things, too.
Yeah, that's right. And a couple of fights thrown in for good measure once in a while.
Always.
Okay, Emily, tell people how they get a hold of you, because I know you cook, you teach, you have a book, and you do columns for the paper. How do people find you?
You can check out my website, emilyrichardscooks.ca, and I'm always happy to answer, you know, any food questions or just even chat. Send an email and say, hey, I'm, you know, need help with dinner, and I'm happy to help.
Awesome. You're a sweetheart, Emily. We love you. And we've got Gina Savard. And how do people get a hold of you?
We're just off the highway in Langford, so headed towards Costco. You get off at exit 14, stay on the right, and we're in the Millstream Village. Kind of hard to miss us. We're 12,000 square feet.
Wow, and you got your big sale starting Friday, so make sure you keep that in mind if you're going to be buying something special for Mom. It's a great idea to go there and buy her some tiny bubbles.
I'm excellent.
Great talking to you. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mikayla about staging and styling.
CFAX 1070 congratulates the recipients of the 29th Annual Community Awards presented by Dodds Furniture and Mattress, recognizing those who make a difference in our community.
Glenwood Meats is proud to sponsor the award for Sports Leader, honoring Commanda Jarzabiak.
This year's Business Leader is David Curtis. Megson Fitzpatrick is proud to sponsor the Business Leader Award, honoring David Curtis.
The winner of the 2012 Community Leader Award is retired Admiral Girard. The Downtown Bottle Depot on Queens Avenue is proud to sponsor the award for Community Leader, honoring retired Admiral Girard.
Cedric Steele is the winner of the Mel Cooper Citizen of the Year for 2012. The TELUS Victoria Community Board is proud to sponsor the award for the Citizen of the Year, honoring Cedric Steele.
Congratulations to all the recipients of the 29th Annual CFAX Community Awards, presented by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's partly cloudy and 11 degrees downtown. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. Two cars have been impounded and two drivers have had their licenses suspended after Saanich police responded to a report of aggressive driving on Blanchard Street Thursday. Witnesses told police the cars were accelerating rapidly, burning out their tires and racing each other. Saanich police bike squad officers managed to track the cars down in an underground parking lot at the Uptown Shopping Center. Two men in their 20s admitted to driving the vehicles involved, a gray 1990 Subaru and a red 2000 Chrysler. Police have recovered a memory card allegedly swallowed by a BC hang gliding pilot to cover what happened when a woman fell to her death last weekend. William John Orders was subsequently granted bail by a Chilliwack provincial court judge. It is expected he'll be released from custody on Monday. RCMP Constable Tracy Wolbeck says police are working to retrieve evidence from that digital device.
Regarding the evidence in front of the court, we have processes in place in order to try and extract what's been on the card that will not be further discussed at the moment. The RCMP's priority at this time now is exclusively to focus on answering the questions that we all have.
orders must hand over his passports before being freed from custody and has been ordered to refrain from hang gliding once he is released. And word that oil prices have dropped to $98.49 U.S. a barrel has people wondering if gas at the pump will also drop lower. Shirley Smith reports analysts say prices may just keep dropping for a while.
The picture of the oil market is the reverse of just a few months ago. Then world oil demand looked to be rising quickly. At the same time, world supplies were threatened by a host of small production outages and the potential for drastically reduced production from Iran. Now, though, things seem to have calmed down a little.
The website GasBuddy.com says the average price of regular across Canada is just under $1.30 a liter right now, down 0.3 cents from a week ago. The average price here in Victoria right now is $1.32 a liter. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Turney residents. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon, our prize will be $109, brought to you by Bay West Rona, right across the Bay Street Bridge in Vic West. And checking out CFAX weather now, a mix of sun and cloud today, high of 13 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, temperature dropping down to about 5 degrees, and tomorrow another mix of sun and cloud with a high of 15 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Jenny Moore from Gallery Hair Salon, and talking for this segment is Michaela Starling from Starling Staging Interior Styling. I love your tagline, staging to sell, styling to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So you do both. So
I do both, yes.
So tell us about your background, because you were talking in the break about, you know, how you got into this design work, but it's something that you kind of started in. So tell us the kind of like your path to lead to where you got to today.
Absolutely. I've sort of come full circle.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
During school, I was working in retail doing window displays and merchandising. And as I went through, I wanted to move into a management role to sort of manage that group, and realized that was where I could grow. So I continued in business management, and I always had a business on the side part-time. At that point, I wasn't doing staging. It was really interior design and decor. And my business management experience and background led me to manage a top real estate team. So I was the business manager. They were top 1% in Canada. Incredible team. We had a team of 25. And then when I moved from Ottawa to Victoria in 2005, was really looking at what my options were and decided to combine the both and really bring in the real estate side, understanding what a buyer is looking for in terms of getting a home ready on the market.
How wonderful to find your passion to do what you love and have it kind of come together. And I think, you know, I was talking about my daughter before. I think when kids are in school, they, what am I going to be? What am I going to do? And really, sometimes it evolves. It's not going to be one thing forever. It'll come to you. And if you're lucky enough, it comes like you do, and you have this passion for it.
Absolutely. It was one, you know, one corner of the road and then going into the next fork in the road and just moving along. So I didn't say 20 years ago, I want to be a home stager. It didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't
and
exist.
You have credentials too. It's not just something that you have credentials to be a home stager. Tell
Absolutely.
Us about what you have to do to get
I
that.
I have the PRES certification. So that's professional real estate stager. And what's that's taken you through is not just how to run a business, but how to professionally stage a property. So it really is in terms of, we were talking in the break about sort of the cycle, and people really think it's about home decor. And that's the last step in the process. We really start, as realtors do, with the psychology of meeting the client and finding out what's in their way. It's very personal, like you were saying, this is their home, mm-hmm. and how you sell your home is not how you live in it. It's very different. It becomes a product, like you were saying. So we need to get to know the client and find out what's getting in their way. And it's usually them. It's usually how they're living. Well, it is. It's usually how they're living in the property. And, you know, as much as you can read, okay, I have to declutter, I have to depersonalize the space, where do you start? And you don't have perspective when you're living in your own home. You take everything really personally. So we're coming in, and some people are just wide open. They say, tell me what I have to do, and I'll do it. Uh-huh. Other people want to know why. They want to understand why you want to make these changes. So that whole portion is really psychology. When we get the person to accept that and understand the process, then we move into the strategy. Okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And it's important as a stager that you explain that to a client, so they really understand why things are happening.
And because things have to go somewhere too, right?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I'm sure you must store things. And what happens in
absolutely.
That process?
Well, we have options depending on what's in the home. And that's one of the first things we ask client, what are the storage options? But then we get into the off-site storage. And the other thing is we try to focus on don't be, you know, penny rich and pound poor. So somebody may say, well, I don't want to spend $100 a month in storing. And then we say, well, what's the alternative? It's going to impact possibly the offer price if your house looks really cluttered because that makes it look small. It could delay offers. So it's really important. The decor is the last part we get to. And that is definitely fun and definitely an important part of the process. But we got to get the meat and potatoes done up front. And
yeah,
that's
I looked at your
really
website
is.
And you've got some great before and afters. And, you know, I've been working in real estate since 95 with Lee Johnson. I just got licensed again with Remax Camosun. And when you see an empty house, it definitely, either an empty house or an overcrowded house or badly arranged house, it makes a huge difference. And, you know, like you say, your slogan about
penny rich pound poor.
It's
or
so
penny
true.
Rich dollar poor.
Because, you know, you will make more money in the end or sell your property quicker if it looks better.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is the statistics show 3 seconds is as long as somebody's going to look online at your property. Now, if they like what they see, then they're going to take time to look further. They're going to make an appointment to come see the property. But 3 seconds, the time's gone.
Remember wow. that, too, if you're dating. Get a good picture of
yes.
it.
Is that all it takes? Three seconds.
3 seconds.
Put someone else's picture up if you have to.
That's really good information.
Well, and you know what? When somebody walks through the door, I mean, you plan the purchase of a home and you do it, we think so, thinking, you know, this is the area I want to live in. This is the price I can afford. These are the schools for my children, the amenities I need, all of that. But that goes out the window when somebody walks through the door. Mm-hmm. And it becomes about emotion again. And so that first impression, whether it's 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds, that's going to bring someone into the home. If not, even if they do walk through, it just completely changes their feeling about the property.
Well, they get their backs up already. And
right.
I don't want to see anymore.
That's
and,
right.
And they want to envision themselves there. So if
absolutely.
You've got all your tchotchkes and you've got pictures of your whole family and overcrowded, it's someone else's house and they can't imagine.
Absolutely.
And also use of rooms, right, Michaela, where people may use a dining room as an office. You need to sort of stage it, I would think, as what it is so people know what the purpose of the room is.
Yes. One of the biggest things to look at is getting a room back to its original function. So people, you know, especially when children leave the home, they start taking a bedroom for an office.
A wine room.
Yeah. Wine room, that's perfect. Or a walk-in closet
bubbles.
For a woman. But you know what? It becomes a craft room or something. And
yeah.
so although people can step back and go, oh, here's the floor plan, there's three bedrooms, they just don't feel that. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's interesting when people look at properties, whether they're occupied or vacant, you need to create the picture for them. They have so much on their mind. They're looking at different properties. They could be moving into Victoria. You know, there's so many things, financing, everything's grabbing their attention. And you just need to make it easy for them. You need to be able to make it so they walk in and go, yes. Don't give them reasons to go no when you go from room to room. And, you know, you brought up a good point about vacant properties. People are surprised to hear that vacant properties look smaller
mm-hmm.
because people don't have the context of
I
what will
you.
Fit in the room. You
I
know,
agree.
They might say a love seat and an armchair when, in fact, you can fit a whole sectional. Also, they need, again, they need that picture. They need that feeling, oh, this will be a great space to share with my family. This will be a great space to entertain. And if it's not set up accordingly.
Yeah, you can't visualize it.
No.
Then. Yeah.
No.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about staging for selling, but also about styling when mm-hmm. you're staying. Back in a minute.
Sterling here. Join us every weekday afternoon on CFAX 1070, where we take the day's largest look at news, sports, and weather, plus discuss the issues of the day every noon hour.
Adam Sterling and the Lunch Bunch on CFAX 1070.
CTV News Chief Anchor Lisa Laflamme.
All day long, people hear headlines, headlines, headlines. Our news team looks at every piece of news happening, no matter where it is, all over the internet, all over the Twitterverse. The viewer trusts us enough to know that at the end of the day, we've weeded out the irrelevant and brought to the show the things that matter. I think more than ever, people need that comprehensive newscast.
CTV National News with Lisa Laflamme, weeknights at 11.
85% of Canadians think that organ donation is a good thing. 14% of Canadians are registered donors. Pretty tough math. I'm Al Farabee. Every year, thousands of Canadians wait for hearts, kidneys, lungs, livers, intestines, skin, corneas, and bone marrow. They wait and they wait. Sometimes they're lucky. Sometimes they run out of time. Be a donor. Save a life. Learn more at davidfosterfoundation.com. Proudly supported by CFAX 1070.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Oh, those little piggies are so cute.
Look out, kids. Here come the goats. Come on, babies. Come on.
The Beacon Hill Children's Farm, voted Victoria's best kids attraction, is open daily 10 till 5. Come cheer on the 50 baby goats as they stampede at 10:10 and 5:10. Marvel at the miniature piglets just born. The Beacon Hill Children's Farm. Kids, baby goats, and piggies. What could be more fun for the family? Beacon Hill Children's Farm, located in beautiful Beacon Hill Park, funded by your donations.
We are back with Jenny Moore from Gallery Hair Salon and Michaela Starling from Starling Staging Interior Styling. And you were talking about the creepy dolls.
Yes, the creepy doll story. One of the things is when going into home, we talk about depersonalizing it. And people sort of think, okay, family photos have to come down. But there's also those personal collections. And if it's in a kid's room, it's okay to see dolls. But I've gone into a room where a woman's had, you know, 1 foot or larger collection of dolls on the dinner table. And so you become the mediator between the husband and wife because you delicately point that out and he becomes your cheerleader. You know, mm-hmm. I've been trying to get rid of those for years.
And then
And then I turn to him and say, we haven't got to your collection yet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it goes both ways. And we were, you know, talking about just quickly in the break about someone who had, turned a den into their craft room. And I was really trying to explain to him that, you know, this needs to show as a den. People need to understand that. And he could not get past me saying, you need to empty this room. And it was all model cars and planes, beautifully set up. So how I managed to reach out to him was I said, what if somebody comes in and knocks one of these over? What if, a young kid comes in and grabs one? And right away, light bulb went off and the room was emptied.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really important to understand
their
needs.
I know in your business too, I'm sure it's the same thing. You always have to be reading your client and knowing where you go.
And getting information from them. Because they say one thing and mean another.
They're liars. Buyers are liars.
That's a good one. Buyers are liars.
I want a farm. Oh, you bought a condo. Wow. Didn't see
I want to look like Beckham.
Yeah.
I want Beckham.
Me too.
Kidding.
I want him. Yes.
And so there's a staging part. And then what about styling? So you've got this room. You've been there 20 years. And, you know, it's tired and it looks old. But you kind of don't see it, but probably others do. So you walk in, and how can you refresh that by using old pieces and maybe suggesting, I know you work in design district, some new pieces mm-hmm. to add life and kind of modernize it?
Well, again, it starts with the psychology. A lot of times I meet with a client and they know more about what they don't want than what they do want. Mm-hmm. So again, it's listening to them. And sometimes it's working from the opposite. You know, I don't like these colors. Okay, so do we like these colors? And really finding out, and another important part is, what are they going to use the room for? You know, I can go in there and it could be, a den, but somebody wants to use it for something completely different. So I can't just go in and start saying, well, this looks better here, this looks better there. So what do we want to use the room for? Who's going to use this room? You know, maybe it's just the husband's going to use it, or just, you know, the old man cave, or the wife's going to use it. So we need to figure that out. And once we've got that, we can start looking at, okay, what do you have that you love? Let's not just empty the room. What do you have that you love? And can we look at things in other rooms that we could bring in? And that's sort of our starting point, our jump point from there. And then we work with those pieces and then we introduce other pieces as needed. So whether that's custom design or whether it's pieces we get through retail. But really it's fun because sometimes I have clients that I've staged their property and it's sold and they're staying in Victoria and they say, you know, we really liked how we work with you. And now it's all about them. Staging is really about the market and what we're going to do. Selling the property, all about that. But when we're styling it, it's all about the client and their wants and their needs. And it's a really fun process because I take them step by step. And at the end of it, they've developed their sense of style. At the beginning, they say, you do everything, you tell me what to do. So it's a matter of, like you were saying with the hair salon, you got to ask a lot of questions.
And I think that's fun, Jenny, because I think we might inherit pieces. Like, I know your mom was in town, and you inherit stuff, and you kind of don't know what your style is. And you can be, you know.
And you're hanging on to them for emotional reasons.
Right.
Yes.
And sometimes we can store those things and kind of find out what our style is. It is a fun process, right? Yeah. So what colors do I like? What things do I like? And if I had to buy pieces. Have you bought new stuff lately? Or are you?
No, I haven't bought much lately, no.
But I think go shopping.
Yeah. Yes, I would love to.
But I think you're probably pretty clear about your stuff.
I'm always told I'm a minimalist.
And that's,
simple elegance is what my girlfriend always says. She says, you just don't do clutter. And I said, no, I'm not a collector.
And I'm sure we have lots of people who are collector hoarders in town.
Yes, yeah. And English people like lots of little things on shelves.
Knick-knacks.
So
yes.
Knick-knacks, yeah,
I don't like to dust,
that,
so.
No.
Yeah.
You hire someone.
Yeah, that's really true, right? A lot of knick-knacks. I mean, and is that okay to have a lot of stuff like that? Or do you have to, should you containerize it or put it in things?
It's a very good point. It really depends on the person. I mean, you've established, I would probably get that in walking into your home by not seeing a lot of extra things. Then you can sort of see if people feel like, oh, there's too much in here. But as far as if they do have something, a collection, I mean, I've gone in and a man's had a collection of swords. Now, who am I to say I don't want swords in my living room? I mean, I had one gentleman that had sabers, and we were selling the property, and I said, listen, Star Wars has to go. You know, watch your DVDs, but we're not interested in Yoda and whoever else on the wall. Again, with great sensitivity, but really, it's finding out what they love. And like you said, creating, you know, whether it's, you know, shelves on a wall or somehow, you know, putting it in shadow boxes, however it's going to take pride of place for them.
And you must have ideas then for, you know, say people that have a lot of inherited things, how to deal with stuff that you have. What kind of suggestions do you have to pare down things or to store things properly?
Well, we look at other rooms in the house we can use, and we sit down and have a really honest conversation. I mean, you're having this piece in your room, like you've both said, with your mothers, and you have those pieces, but you need all of them in this room. Mm-hmm. Are there some we can safely put away, and as time evolves or if you move, that we can reintroduce them? So, you know, we set up a room, but it doesn't mean it has to stay that way. It's evolving. It's changing with the seasons, your needs. So we keep the pieces that are most important to you. It's like you can't see the forest for the trees. If we put everything in the room, you don't appreciate the individual. It needs breathing space. Mm-hmm. So by having that beautiful curio or dresser that was passed from your parents, you can really appreciate. If you love flowers, making sure there's just a beautiful vase and flowers and not covered with stuff, unless you like that, then you can really appreciate those pieces.
And you find just moving furniture can really, you know, even just using what's there and just changing around slightly can just really change your attitude about the room.
Definitely. I mean, you know, we've all heard about feng shui. But the key is whether you understand the details of that or not. Innately, you know, when you walk into a room, there's a sense of flow you have. So
that's
if you
true.
Walk into a room
Get
and you're
feeling.
Walking, absolutely, to the back of a couch, it kind of feels blocked.
Yeah.
So we want
yes.
the room to be open and spacious. You can add things after, but we got to get the furniture placement right. We got to get the colors right. That's so emotional, is the colors. So whether it's the furniture, we obviously start with the paint on the walls. And we don't try to match. Like if you love a color, then we're going to work with that. We're not going to take things you don't love and keep adding to it, you know, saying, well, we have this, so we're going to paint this way. We're going to buy this way. Because if you don't really love it, what's the point? Let's go in another direction.
That's true. And now how do people get a hold of you if they want to do this? Because I'm sure we're going to have lots of people listening today that
absolutely
would like to take the service.
Well, if you have creepy dolls and you'd like to speak in person, you can reach me at 250-298-7075. If you'd like to take a look at my website, grab a pen. It's a little lengthy in name. It is Starling Like the Bird, Starling, staging, and the word and, A-N-D, styling.com.
Very good. Well, you've given us lots of ideas. Really interesting.
Yes. Terrific. Thank you.
I'm going to use some of them.
Yes, me too.
Creepy dolls.
I'm going to go home and make sure I've got no creepy dolls.
Okay, we come back and talk to Jenny about some great ideas for hairdos and fashion.
Relax and enjoy retirement living. Come home to Highgate. At Highgate Lodge, there's always something going on. Residents enjoy special gatherings, theme nights, and special occasions like Valentine's Day, Robbie Burns Day, Easter, Christmas, and much more. Highgate Lodge offers independence, comfort, and security with 24-hour on-site staffing. I invite you to our home today. I'm Linda Bishop. Please call 472-0077 for your personal tour. Come home to Highgate.
Hi, Jacqueline here. With rings from her mother, grandmother, and a loose diamond of her own, Debbie came to Barclay's Fine Custom Jewelers with three generations of memories. She wanted to combine them all to create a true family ring. She selected a new ring from our collection, and together with our digital goldsmith, we created a new ring she couldn't be happier with.
When you want to create something new from pieces of jewelry you treasure, trust Barclays. Visit them in Oak Bay Village or online at barclaysjewelers.com to learn more about their custom design services.
Often imitated, never equaled, especially at 1.8%. It's the 2012 RX350 from Metro Lexus Victoria, well equipped from $46,945, including freight and PDI. How about a $5,000 cash purchase incentive, the highest of the year? And remember, you can lease or finance this brand new 2012 RX350 for up to 48 months and no security deposit. It's the Moment Is Now event at Metro Lexus Victoria.
Who could ask for anything more? Metro Lexus Victoria.
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
You are smart. Smart dresser, smart at work, smart at home, smart at parenting, smart at adding and subtracting. But you ain't smarter than me at grammar. Oh, wait, yes, you are. You're smart. Smarter than smart. Smart in conversation. Smart in bed. Smart with money. Which is why you shop at Visions. Which brings me to my point, which I will get to smartly. Smart TVs at Visions Electronics cost less. But I guess I really didn't need to tell you that, did I, smarty pants?
Visions Electronics. Get what you want.
We are back with Mikayla Starling and Jenny Moore. And Mikayla, just quickly, you wanted to mention Bridges?
Absolutely. As the director of the Vancouver Island Stages, stylist and redesigners, as a group, we collaborated. We're all independent business owners. We had an opportunity to work for Bridges for Women. They support women who've gone through trauma, get their life back. And we were able to go in and do a makeover of their classrooms. So I just want to acknowledge the great work that they do at Bridges.
Good
Thank
for you.
You.
Good
Marvelous.
For you. It's always great to give back, and that's what's great about Victoria's. Find your passions, work, make your money, but make sure you give back something because that's what it's all about in the end.
It is.
Yeah. And you guys are
you
giving back
right
now by making people laugh and
yes.
giving information.
And ourselves.
Hey, you know what? Creepy Dolls, we could start a business together. I could bring them in and you could redo
right
their hair.
Already.
It's our English panel. They're taking over. So, Jenny, you've had a move lately. Karen from Main Essentials, of course, has
gone out on her own.
On her own.
And so, yes,
and
our little
gallery.
Family broke up, and yeah. I moved to the gallery with Carl Allen, and we go way back. He knew me when I was pregnant 27 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Giving myself
he's
away.
He's not the father, is he?
No. But he's a lovely man, and the staff, they're greeting me graciously, and they're really, really nice. So.
And like you said, too, you're learning all kinds of new stuff.
Yes, I've had a week of my brain expanding. It actually feels bigger in my head. Learning new computers, new phone systems, new debit machines, new placement, space, the whole
Excellent.
Feel.
That's great. And, you know, we were talking about your hair, too, that you're kind of doing a little more loosely. And that's kind of our theme today. We're talking about grad and weddings and
yeah, the
hair.
Hair's changed.
And everything's a bit looser. It's not quite so
yes.
pulled back and French knotted and tight.
We went through a stage for probably the last 10 years, very, very straight, very hard lines
flat
and
irons.
Now yeah flat irons are gone. We still take the flat iron and sometimes do a bit of curl with it, but now the hair looks more beachy looking, sort of rough and smooth at the same time. A lot of ponytails are around. You only have to watch American Idol and some of those shows if you want to watch Jennifer Lopez. She's constantly changing her hair. I see longer lengths, it seems to be around too, especially with the youth, and more flatter to the head on top, but loose, soft, textured, deconstructed hair is very
fashion. And if you're
going
to put it up, though, like not going to a wedding or grad, because that'd be something you probably want to help with. But if you want to do your own hair and put it up, you know, people, it's kind of like wearing a hat. People go, I'm not a hat person. You get kind of like, oh, I don't, you know, people will look at me. You wear your same yeah. thing every day. How would you do an updo or do something different to your hair, even what you've done, so you feel like you've got a bit of variety for your
Well, I have a day look, like everybody. And then when I'm going out for the evening, my hair, for people out there, you can't see, it's a little short bob. But I also have natural curl, thanks to menopause. And so now I'm utilizing that, and I'm just letting my hair be sort of natural looking. And I will take that flat iron and just tweak some of my ends to give it a more polished look, so I don't look like I just fell out of bed with curly, messy hair. I have function to my hair, so it has shine. Because I'm a redhead as well, I like to keep it shiny and healthy looking.
And if we're putting it up, I know, like with Karen, you know, you put all these little pins in and stuff. and it feels like it's going to fall out. How do you get hair up on the head?
I think if you're doing it yourself, elastic bands, particularly the covered ones, a lot of people with long, heavy hair, you can put two in back to back on the top of your crown.
Oh, do the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
And then you pin?
And then you pin, and yeah, you can work it around. And if you take a big, fat curling iron, a bigger one, an inch, say, in size of diameter, you can create soft curl that way. The clips are still around. A lot of people still use those for quickness. The French plie's never really gone out. It's a classic. And you can just curl your hair softly and then take it up and put it up into hairbands, scarves. There's jewelry you can put in your hair. There's lots of different ways.
But and different ways too now, like little, like putting the sides back.
That's right. The sides are going back. It's not a look I particularly are fond of myself.
It's more a young look.
It's a very young look, yeah. And so ladies that are over 45, we don't want to see you wearing that.
Let me take that clip out of my hair. Oh,
that's a bit like a bit of mutton, I always call that.
Well, let's point out that we're both redheads from root to tip, naturally.
Right. Yeah.
Vibrant, every day.
That's why I shave all the other hair.
Oy vey. Okay. That's so funny. Fashion, what's happening right now?
Fashion, it's all over the place. It's very bright colors, turquoises, lime greens, pinks.
Pattern blocking.
70s, 80s, I'm thinking, for the fashion.
Maxi dresses?
Yeah. I look at some of these clothes and go, yeah, I've already worn that once.
Well, there's a story I look at, which is if you went around the first time, you don't get to go around the second time.
No.
I did the 80s. I don't think that look's going to work on me now.
No.
I'm having a hard time letting it go, but that's the reality.
I think you have to.
That's true.
Yeah, you have to dress for your body shape and love your body. I think that's more important, even if, you know, because we all get a bit extra on us as we get older. And so that's why I say clothes were invented, to cover up those bits
or
you don't
like. Or love your spanks.
Yeah, love your spanks, yes. But don't take it on a hot holiday.
Like a tube sausage nowadays. Speaking of which, my great friend Debbie Ross helped me buy an outfit. It's we're going to the Foster Gala. And if anybody hasn't bought a ticket yet, it's going to be fabulous. So support David Foster's foundation. They do great work.
Excellent.
And you get to go to a great concert. Sarah McLachlan, Josh Groban, on and on. But, yeah, so she helped me get this outfit, but definitely needs a little bit of streamlining to get.
Spanx is fantastic. Yeah, because ever since my stomach was blown up, I got a sausage roll now.
Oh, when you take those suckers off, though, it's kind of a rude awakening.
I just want to.
I always wonder where it's going to go. I mean, if it's going to push in, it's got to come out somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, here it goes. Anyways, great having you ladies on the show. Mikayla, Jenny, fabulous. We'll get together again really soon. TJ and Gabrielle?
Charlotte.
Excellent. I'm bowing. Great job today. Get out there. Until we meet again, go out and enjoy yourselves.
Have a great day.